We are learning Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 8 lines from the top of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We're talking about the halachas of someone who planted a tree for Avodah Zarah, and we have before the amount that can come of Avodah Zarah, but the Gemara mentioned that even though you hold that, let's say you plant a tree, L'shem Avodah Zarah, is Aser, and if you don't plant this tree, L'shem Avodah Zarah, it was the first planted, and then someone else was Oved it. That's a Shaila, if that becomes a Shaira. Some hold does not become a Shaira, it does become a Shaira. And we had a Shaila before, so, about a mountain. We know a mountain cannot become a Avodah Zarah, but what about if you take a stone from the mountain, you want to make a Mizbeach out of it? You can ask me, what's a Shaila? It's not a Shaila, because it's not a Avodah Zarah. What's a Shaila? The Shaila is because he's fined by Behema. A Behema does not become a Avodah Zarah when someone worships it, and still, you cannot use that Behema for a carbon. So you see that the use for a carbon is the next level. It's called a Nevad, and it's the next level. So maybe a mountain also, and the more blibes of a Shaila with that also. And even though there, it's also only a Machshire carbon. You want to use it for the Mizbeach. You want to use the stones from the mountain for the Mizbeach. It's not mamish the carbon. Still, there was a shayla of that to be also, and nothing more comes out is not more not sure about it. There's no shayla about something that you changed, even if you hold that's also or whatever. You change the you change it into something else. It's still also. There was nothing more shayla. And now we go to another shayla, which are all tied to the shaylas before. Boyra shlokish, hamishtachave ledekel lulavay ma'ol lemitzvah. If someone worships a dekel tree, what's the halacha? Lulavoi ma'ul mitzvah. Could you use the lulav for a mitzvah? You want to use it for the mitzvah lulav? So the Gemara explains. If you planted the tree l'shem Ashera, it's not a shayla. The fill the head yinami aser. Because there it's avodah zarah. That's called the Ashera tree, which everyone agrees becomes aser. So if it's aser, so you definitely can't use it for a mitzvah. What's the shaila? By Elon that you first planted, and then afterwards you worshiped it. Believe there is Yehuda who holds that that case also becomes Asher tree. Lo yisibayelach. I feel had nami aser. Even if you had this also, kisibayelach. Believe the rabbanon. The whole shaila is according to the rabbanon. Hold that that case it's not Asher tree. So what's the halacha of a mitzvah? The mitzvah my me mo'ez klapi gavaya eloi. Just like we find shaila. This is Grad Rasha's Imtim Salam Yesh Nevad B'Mechubay to Gavaya. Just like we find on the tzad, and we're going through that tzad, that you cannot use the stone from the mountain for the Mizbeach because it's Mo'ez. What about a mitzvah? That's Gavaya. That's for a carbon. What about a mitzvah? Is it Mo'ez got a mitzvah or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. Now, the point over here, it comes out from here, if you're a Shlokish, that's for sure. If it was Avodah Zarah Mamish, so then it would not be good for, you can't use it for a mitzvah. The whole shayla is only if it's not Vezar Mamish, it's a Ma'as Gavik Vaya. But it's spoken clear. If it's Osla Hedid, you definitely can't use it for a Lulav. So Tosfos asks, there's a Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, a famous Gemara, that says a Lulav of Avodah Zarah, lo yito, not al yotza. Why yotza? Because mitzvah is lav lehenis nitnu. So then what's the, so here, even if it's the Osla Mamish, Tosfos is the Ramas Chomi Ma'as Estakasha. Tosfos says, Rosh Lakish, we read Tosfos inside. Rosh Lakish, Isle Shapir the Rava, the Luv Shavar is Chavim, Lo Yita, Vim Natal Yatza. The Hasa Mairi Koydim Bittel, Ubi the Evid Yatza, the Mitzvah of Hennessy Nu. Ava Hacha Mairi Acha Bittel, Boi Mi Moaz Chatchilo Eloi, which is really next Gemara Shal, but in any case, the Gemara says, the Shal here is Lechatchilo, Avada, but the Evid works, that's Tosfos says. Rosh Lakish Avada holds of the Rava, just the Shal over here is Gavi Lechatchilo. That's the way Tosfos learned. The Ran argues on this. The Ran says, brings down Ramban, who brings a rival like this, and the Ramban costs out the Dinian mitzvah kugavoya dami mashma da fill a postla bidi evet come by a lay. Even possible the evet. And Rosh Lakish is not hold of Rava. That's what, so it comes out of Machlokes Rava and Rosh Lakish, Rava and Sukkah. And Rosh Lakish over here is Machlokes according to the Ramban, according to Tosfos, they both stem. In any case, the first shaila was, could I use this a decal for its lulav? In a feed of man the Amar, that's not Avodah Zarah. But maybe it's Mo'os or not, because I worshipped it, that's Mo'os, Klavik Vayah, just like you say, that you can't use a stone from his Beach, will be a Lach Gad Mitzvah. Also, Rav Dimi, Amar, no, the Shaila is different. But Asherah is a bit look on by your life. The Shaira is, by Asherah that you mevatel, which again, the Ran speaks out that he was Pashit that Mitzvah is a Nav Lav Kagavaya Dinu. A Mitzvah is not just because if it's not avodah zarah to say mo'is, that's not like gavoya. It's no tzad, that'll be a problem. If you take a tree that did not become avodah zarah and use the lulav, it would not be a shayla according to Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi has a shayla like this: you had something that was once avodah zarah and you mavatel it. We're talking about a asherah tree, which a guy could mavatel it. There, the shayla is, could you use it for a mitzvah or not? Now, Rashi has a different shot exactly what asherah is. Look at the Rashash on Rashi. Rashi is shver, so we're just teaching like where we're teaching, and not like exactly like Rashi says. So, what's the shayla? Shayla is, b'asher shvitik b'yalei, yesh dichu yotza mitzvah, sa'in dichu yotza mitzvah. The question is like this, that for a certain amount of time, while it was avodah zarah, you cannot use it. Rabbi Gaon according to Rosh Lakish, who holds you can't use it for a mitzvah, either because of l'chilo, according to the Ramban, but the Avodah even, you can't use avodah zarah for a mitzvah. So here, there was a certain amount of time, it was usher to use for a mitzvah. So the Shailah says, didn't dichu yotza mitzvahs? Because you find by a carpet, it's called dichu. Dichu means that if something is disqualified for a certain amount of time, and then it becomes qualified, it's no good. So here, for a certain amount of time, this lulav was not qualified because it was asherah tree. Now, even though it was mavatlit, does it come back qualified or not? That's the Shailah. So I'm going to make the Shailah. That's a Shailah, dichu yotza mitzvahs? Tif shalim in itna. We learned in the Mishnah. Kisov, shomim de kisu adam, v'neskala. And then you did a mice of kisa adam, then it got uncovered. You're part of the mochasis. You're ready to be kind of mitzvah. You can't be kind of mitzvah again. But what about kisa ruach? But if the ruach covered the dam, chayiv l'chasis. You're mechuyiv to do kisa adam. Omer rabba achan omer yechen. Only shon ol shachosim v'skala. Only if it gets uncovered again. Avol chosim v'skala, pata. Obviously, if it never got uncovered, it's part of l'chasis. So it comes out, what happens? If the wind uncovers it, then it uncovers it, I have a mitzvah to do it. It was dichu yidir v'avinim ba'ki chosim v'skala mehavo halva itchi itchi. While it was covered by the wind, there was no mitzvah. So why don't we say, yes, dichu yotza mitzvahs? V'om ra papa, zoi semeres, ein dichu yotza mitzvahs. Shait in the Mishnah, there is no din dichu yotza mitzvahs. So what's the shayla of Rav Dimi? They said there's a shayla by asherah shabitla, by asherah that a goya was mevatalit. Is the dichu yotza mitzvahs? I'm a first Mishnah, there's no dichu yotza mitzvahs. What's your question?
Maybe there's a difference by
now. Yeah.
That, if he has to be covered, he has to do the
mitzvah. No, if it's covered, there's no mitzvah, the Gemara said. That if it's covered, even by the wind, there's no mitzvah. If it's covered, there's no mitzvah. That's why you have to speak out the thing. If it's covered, there's no mitzvah. So you see that there's ain't dichel to mitzvahs. We had a shaila about Rapapa's Zoy Samaras. Mifsha pshitile rapapa de indicha is a mitzvah, loishna kulash lo chumro. Is rapapa so sure that we state here that indicha is a mitzvah? Oy dilma, he was svukim a safkale, he was still masupik. But le chumro amrina le kula amrina. Maybe he's just saying is that le chumro you always have to go that indicha is a mitzvah. So therefore you have to go ahead and cover the dam because it's a chumro, because there you have to go le chumro. But who say lekula that use it for a lulav? Because ain't dicha mitzvah. Who said that? I don't say ain't dicha mitzvah gavay kula. I don't say gavay chumra. So we're not sure. Is he sure about leishon kula is a chumra? I don't want svukim misafkale v'lechumra amrina lekula amrina teiku. So blaving with a shayla teiku. What's halacha gavay dicha mitzvahs? Boy, rapapa, nach a shayla. Hamishtachev ala behema. Someone that worships a behema, like we said a few times already, a behema. If someone worships behemoth, does it become avodah zarah? No, it's not avodah zarah. The behemoth itself is mutar bahana. Could you use it for a carbon? No, you can't use it for a carbon. But a hedik's allowed to use it. If someone worships behemoth, the behemoth does not become aser, but you can't use it for a carbon. So shaila is, what about using it for the tcheles? Tzamra mao le tcheles. You want to use the wool of this behemoth that someone worshipped? Could I use it for tcheles? Now tcheles the mai. What type of tcheles are we talking about? If it means from the big day kahanim, which is a machshirei carbon, so then haynu boy duram b'chama. That's the shayla of b'chama. We have two shaylas of b'chama. First of all, if yesh nevad b'mechubar, which means shayla is there, then nevad over here. This is by Baal Chai. So the truth is that here we know by Baal Chai, there's an isser nevad on the behemah itself. But who said on the machshirim there's an isser? That would be one shayla we have before already, a machshirei carbon. And another shayla would be, here is shinoi over here. Here it's turned into wool, from wool into tcheles. So it's shinoi. Both these shailas, Ram Mechama asked already. So if the shaila is, you ask a new shaila, tchelis tekanim, hainu bayi d'ram ha'chama, that's b'ram ha'chama shaila. Which are two shailas we have before. Like Rashi speaks out, hainu bayi, tanach tarti bayi b'ram ha'chama l'el v'shmaitzim. Both bayis are four. One bayi was, v'achshir ha'chama ha'chama isa nevad, and shaila number two was, is there a din of nevad by a shinoi? So that was asked already. V'tchelis tzitzis, if the shaila was a guy with a mitzvah tzitzis, that's the shaila of Rosh Lakish that we had before. That we just had before, if you use for a mitzvah. Zog to Gemara, Eina Chanami, Dulem Boyolei. Taka, Rapapa wasn't breaking new ground with the shaila of Behemel at Samra, because you're right, either way you go, it was already asked the shaila. It was already declared the shaila. So why do you bring this down? There are other questions you can ask. Samra Maul at Techeles, that was the shaila that everyone asked, right? I'll tell you new shailas. Karneho Malukatsaitras, because you use the horns for trumpets. When you brought the kavanas, you blew on trumpets. The Levim blew on trumpets. Shekel Maulukalilim. What about its thighs? Can I use it for flutes? B'nei El, the stomach, Maulapiris. Can I use it for strings on the string instruments, like the lyre and the guitar? So what's the shaila? Why is it different shaila? So the verse is like this. Leave my name Ikashira Bikli. If according to my holds that Ikashira is not enough with the mouth and the kli also loisa boyalak the vadai also, which means it's a vadit holy in shaila before. It's the same shaila, machshira carbon. Same shaila I told now. It's yana shaila. He said boyalak, leave my name Ikashira Bipa. The Ikashira is a pet, and the kli is just to make the pet sweeter. But sumi kalbaam who might see none, you can use those strings for the lyre and so on and so forth, because it's not even machshira carbon. I dilma for lahachi also because it's ma'is teiku. We're gonna apply it with a shayla. Bayi rab, one more shayla over here. Either bayi rab, rava, bayi rab, rava. Shayla's like this. We know that a mayin, a well, cannot become avayda zara because it's like a mountain. It's mechubar, and it cannot become also lahedyet. That's just a fact. So, by Rab, Mashtachav alamayim, meim of ma'ul and asachim. If someone worships a well, is the water mutter for an asachim? And we're going in Tim Tzoloimar that the nevads also are for carbon. I'm going to that side. So, what's the shaila? Michael Bailey, Ilema lebevoy. What's the two stadim? If the shaila is, when someone worships the well, is he worshiping his own reflection or the water? That's the shayla. So with the baila is safe ahead, you ask the same shayla by a regular bucket of water, which is yechal avoy dezara. When someone worships that seifel, is he worshiping himself or the water? So it's nothing to do with gavaya the shayla. It's a shayla cast by hadid. So the oilam has to be lamaya kosaga. There's no question about it. You're definitely worshiping the water, and water can't be chal is on it. So what's the shayla? So a shayla like this, it's only a shayla like gavaya. We're going inside that l'gavaya, even though it's not chal, the isav and zara, it's still awesome. V'och kam boilei, l'mayi de kamei kasaga de kamoi ozdu. Are you worshipping the water in front of you, and the time you bring the water from the sachem, it's new water already. It's not a shayla. Oidim l'dabruno de maya kasaga. You are worshipping the whole stream of water, and therefore every part of it will become also l'gavaya. Afraid the Gemara, I have a different problem. Heck, you ask her, it's not your water. You can't make someone else's water also. It was his own land. It was his own property that he had as well, and he worshipped it. So again, that's Pashas Nachal Lahedit. It's Mutter Lahedit. Shalas the Gavaya is it also. What's the Tut Statim? When someone worships the water, does he worship the water right in front of him, or the water that comes, that the water, the whole stream of water, and therefore even the water that comes later will be also in the Sachem.
How did the water that came later?
Yeah.
His land.
Yeah. No, so when it comes land, it was all in his land. It was all in his land. The water, he right away took right after the water from the Sachem. That was in his land. The whole stream. The Shiloh was, if he took it right away. That was the Shiloh over here, that we took the water right away. And the Shiloh is, every water moves very quickly, but here, the whole kiluach shonar veiluchai, like Rashi says, he was worshipped. So then, and the whole stream is in his property. So then it's eser. You're not picturing a property where your house is on. This is a field property. This property could be half a mile long.
It doesn't have to be
Right, because he's saying the water that's so far away is not his water.
No, but eventually it's going to be there.
Right, but he didn't worship that. He worshiped only now. So that's why. That's what the Torah says. Yes, yeah, so the answer is simple. There's a big property, and that was the case over here. Okay.